Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Match believes that adults date better because when you date as an adult, you get to be a little irresponsible with really responsible people. Rip the clothes off someone who actually knows how to put them away. Fall stupidly in love with someone who's actually really smart. Forget being hot. Get them to ugly laugh. Ready to crush on someone who makes you feel whole? If you know who you are and what you want in a relationship, Match is the place for you. Adults Wanted. Download the Match app today.
It came the day I was supposed to fly into Mexico, the day I flew into Mexico, and I got on the plane, and there was this lady sitting beside me, and she turned towards me to ask me a question in Spanish. What's going on? Welcome to episode 2 of the Inspired by Freedom podcast. My name is Daniel Falonegre and I'm your host. And I'm super excited to be doing a second episode because just a few days ago we put out the first one, and right now we are working, or I am working, because it's a one-man show at this time, to have a great lineup of guests to bring on the show. Because the format of this show is basically to be an interview show where we interview guests, or so people who have chosen a life of travel and adventure, and hopefully by doing that it inspires you as an aspiring digital nomad, or maybe as an everyday person who just has an interest in travel, to maybe explore and see more of the world. So that is what I'm currently working on right now, and I have been getting some great responses. So hopefully in the third or fourth episode, we will be having some great guests join the show and share the life and story and adventure, because as a data nomad, we all have something to share. We all have some interesting stories. You know, everyone comes from all sorts of different backgrounds, and there's different circumstances that led every single person to pursuing the digital nomad life, and that's what we hope to achieve in the next couple of episodes. And I have been talking to some really great interesting individuals who have also been traveling for a while and also being an entrepreneur, because one of the reasons why I believe a lot of people cannot get on the road or are skeptical about getting on the road is because they feel like it's rather expensive to travel and to live in a place that is not in what I can exactly say is your comfort zone. And making money from the road is a big, big, big deal for some people. If they cannot find a way to consistently make money online, it's not going to work. And that's some of the things that we will be addressing on this podcast as well. So if you are thinking about travel and you're just wondering, how do people do it? How do they travel full time? How do they afford all of this trips and airplane tickets and Airbnbs and hotels? Like, how do you sustain yourself when you're on the road? Well, that's some of the things that we will be talking about on this podcast. So if you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast from, because it's going to be a very interesting journey. So at this point, I have been in Mexico City for over 2 weeks now. I've been working here remotely and also, you know, living out my digital nomad dream and just exploring the city and see what it has to offer. And I must say that it's been very amazing to be in a different location, to be in a different place, you know, at a different point in my life, you know, just living out this dream that I've had for years. And I just wanted to maybe give you some tips and insights. I'm not sure if I'm qualified to do that yet, but in my 3 weeks of being here, I think I've learned a few things to bring some value to you with regards to what you should look forward to, or what I would say the three things that I love about Mexico City being here as a digital nomad. And if you're thinking about Mexico City as a potential destination for you, these are some of the things that you should look forward to on the positive side. And maybe I'll just, you know, add some other things as bonus tips, maybe. We'll see. I have, a list of them on my notes right now. So I'm just going to dive right into it. So what have I been doing here? Well, I've been working remotely. As you may or may not know, I'm a digital marketing strategist. I work with an agency in the United States, and I, you know, help them in running ads for businesses and clients all over the world. And it's been such a rewarding move because that's something I love to do. And being in a position where I'm able to work remotely is such a blessing at this point in my life, because not only am I able to work remotely, but I can also choose to work from whatever destination I feel like, while also, you know, enjoying all of the things that the destination has to offer. So Mexico City, you know, like I mentioned in my last episode, is one of the very few places I considered, because I, after, you know, doing a ton of research, listening to countless hours of podcast episodes, watching YouTube videos, and reading a lot of blog posts, it was highly recommended. Mexico City was highly suggested by a lot of digital nomads as one of the spots to visit if you're a digital nomad. And I decided to come to Mexico, you know, just for maybe not only for that reason, but because of other things as well. You know, as someone who doesn't have a US passport, you know, I have a relatively weaker passport than most people. So it's one of those places that allows me to get a visitor's visa or a tourist visa by simply being a resident of the United States. So if you are in the same boat, maybe you're wondering what other places are open to you, if even if you don't have, you know, this, you know, a Canadian, US, or a British passport, or an Australian passport, or any strong passport for that matter. Mexico City is open right now. Mexico City is open. It's open to everyone. There are no, I think at this point, there are no vaccine mandates. And, you know, technically you do have to wear a mask if you're in the country, but it's not enforced, say, if you're walking down the street or you're just by yourself. Of course, I've read some stories in the Facebook group about someone being stopped by the police for not wearing a mask, but that is the only story that I've heard so far. But with regards to, you know, vaccine mandates, it's very relaxed unless you go into an indoor space or a restaurant or a gym or anything like that. I think that's when they actually require you to wear masks. So it's been really open. It's a very safe environment. Everyone seems nice. The food is great. And it's just been, you know, a perfect spot for me, you know, for that one reason. You know, another reason why I feel like, you know, Mexico City is a great spot for digital nomads is, you know, the fact that it is very connected. So if you're a digital nomad, chances are you need to work remotely. You need to be online. Maybe you need to have Zoom calls all the time. And you're really going to have to depend on your internet. And compared to some other places in Mexico City that I've heard of, some other places in Mexico that I've heard of, Mexico City is by far the best place or your best bet when it comes to having, you know, reliable internet sufficient enough for Zoom calls and just for your remote work needs. So Mexico City has a ton of options. I mean, the internet is pretty fast, even when I'm not, you know, having, you know, 4G fast LTE internet. Even the 3G that I get on my phone right now is still sufficient for me to navigate and move around and order food and do all of these things. But in the Airbnb that I'm currently at, I mean, we have a Wi-Fi. I think it's about 15 or 20 download and 10, between 5 and 10 upload. I mean, it's not the greatest, but I've not had any issues whatsoever with my Zoom calls, because I get on Zoom calls pretty much every day, and I've not had any issues whatsoever. It's been really, really great. And you know, if you are looking for a place where internet is not going to be an issue, I think Mexico City is just a place to start. Then while you're in Mexico City, you can just do your research and just look into places. For example, I'm thinking about moving out of Mexico City in the next couple of weeks. That I have this Airbnb for at least 1 month. I still have about 2 weeks at least in this Airbnb. And after leaving here, I want to go somewhere with a bit more variety to the view. I want to be closer to the water. I want to, you know, see more things and get out of the hustle and bustle of the city, because trust me, it can get really, really tiring as well. And that's one of the things I will talk about. Of course, there's not going to be all good things without talking about some of the downsides as well. So that's something to keep in mind. So I want to go somewhere with a little more variety to the things you can see and do. And I've been able to do a lot of research, at least while I'm here, while I have, constant internet, while I'm able to do my work without any hindrance, I can do my research into some other places where I can find a similar level of comfort when it comes to, remote work. So that's something else you keep in mind. Mexico City, very, very connected in terms of, technology and internet, and everywhere is just modern. There's a ton of cafes and bars that you can go to. If you want to work, from a cafe, there's, the popular ones like Starbucks and, Dunkin' Donuts, and there's other ones too. I think, not Dunkin' Donuts, I think Krispy Kreme, but I don't think I've seen any one that you can work out from, but there's a ton of local cafes as well that you can work out from. I tried to go to one the other day, didn't have free Wi-Fi, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of them in the city, as I've heard from other digital nomads living here in the city. So another thing to keep in mind, Mexico City, the perfect spot if you are an aspiring digital nomad, or you're just looking for your next destination. So it's perfect for that reason. And the third reason why I want to say Mexico City is great is because of the weather. I mean, maybe it's this time of the year, maybe it's just the way it is all year round, but I've had a pretty great time with Mexico City weather. I mean, as someone who I love to be in, really cool environments. I mean, that's a personal thing, but I just love Mexico City. I think the average temperature in the daytime since I've been here has been about 70 degrees, or sometimes it dips below 70, around 67, 68 degrees in the daytime, and it gets even cooler at night. So if you're looking for a perfect weather, something that will be perfect all day long to get around, to go out and do stuff and visit places and engage in some activities, I think you're going to enjoy the weather here in Mexico City. Of course, this is the rainy season, and I think between April and October, it rains pretty much every day. But there's been some days where you can get away without a drop of rain. But if you're looking for a generally nice weather all year round, I think Mexico City is going to be the place for you, at least in my own experience. Please keep in mind, these are all my experiences, and it should be taken as that. But this is some of the reasons why I love Mexico City, and I wouldn't do this podcast justice without talking about some of the challenges I've faced as well. And one of those challenges has been, I think, again, it's a personal one, but communication. If you are coming to Mexico City, of course, you need to understand that this is a predominantly Spanish-speaking society. And if you don't have at least basic knowledge of Spanish, you're going to have a pretty hard time getting around. I'm going to tell a little story. So before I decided to fly to Mexico, I have been taking like Spanish classes online for about 7 weeks. I'm using this app called Pimsleur. Pimsleur has raving reviews, by the way, and I was getting really good. I was feeling confident about it. I was feeling like, you know what, this might be my third language. I speak two languages currently. And I was feeling confident, at least from hearing perspective. I didn't feel too confident about speaking, but I could, string together a few sentences. And it was pretty great. But then it came the day I was supposed to fly into Mexico, the day I flew into Mexico, and I got on the plane, and there was this lady sitting beside me, and she turned towards me to ask me a question in Spanish. She asked me if I understood Spanish. ¿Sabe español? And I was like, sí, sí, sí. I can speak Spanish. And she proceeded to ask me something in Spanish. She spoke so fast. I'd never felt more lost in my life. And at that point, I knew I had messed up. I had messed up pretty badly, and I knew that my Spanish would not be sufficient at all. But since I've been here for 2 weeks, that's one of the, the things I've been faced with as one of the downsides. But due to no fault of Mexicans, this is my problem to deal with, and I will deal with it accordingly. So I've been, using my translator a lot. So if you come in here, make sure you have that on your phone. And also, to move around. It's going to be really ideal if you can, you know, have the Uber application on your phone and some other utility applications as well, because public transport, you may not, or may or may not like it, but I personally prefer to Uber, at least if the distance is, you know, if it's a really short distance. So that's one of the things I, you know, really want to mention as well. So get your conversational Spanish going before you come here. I'm pretty sure you will be okay, but you have a much better time if you can get that going. For the next 2 to 3 weeks, I will be in Mexico City. I might be going down south, you know, with some place with a little more variety to it, maybe closer to the beach and some mountains and some nature, because sometimes you just want to get out of the, you know, of this concrete jungle called the city and just, you know, find somewhere more interesting. But wherever I decide to go, I really have to get my travel plans going, because I haven't really been doing that. All I've been doing is, you know, checking up and looking up apartments on Airbnb. And again, I don't have the strongest passport, so wherever I decide to go, if it's going to be outside of Mexico, I really need to start looking into the visa requirements and see what I need to put in place, because I only have a few weeks here in Mexico City or in my current Airbnb, and I don't intend to renew my Airbnb. I want to go somewhere else, see something different. Anyways, if you are enjoying this episode, again, I would really appreciate if you subscribe wherever you get your podcast from, and also help leave a review, because it helps in ranking the podcast. And if you are in any stage of your digital nomad journey, I want to hear all about it. Make sure you you can hit me up on social media. My Instagram is ifdanieldid, and also on YouTube, ifdanieldid, TikTok, ifdanieldid. I keep it simple and the same everywhere. So hit me up, send me a message. I respond to my DMs, every single one of them. And I want to know where you are right now. If you are, you know, thinking about traveling, I know that it's always going to be a question about how do you sustain it? How do you make money? How do you travel without getting burned out? And all of these things. And in subsequent episodes, I will be bringing, again, this really awesome guest that I've been talking to and I've lined up for you. And it's going to be really helpful, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And also, I want to implore you to reach out to me if you enjoy this episode. Let me know. I know it's pretty new, and this is only episode 2, but it's only going to get better from here. Anyways, I thank you for listening to this episode, second episode in the bags. Excited for it, and I will talk to you in the next one. Again, my name is Daniel. See you next time.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Match believes that adults date better, because when you date as an adult, you get to be a little irresponsible with really responsible people. Rip the clothes off someone who actually knows how to put them away. Fall stupidly in love with someone who's actually really smart. Forget being hot. Get them to ugly laugh. Ready to crush on someone who makes you feel whole? If you know who you are and what you want in a relationship, Match is the place for you. Adults Wanted. Download the Match app today.